Chapter 5, Losing and Winning, A Lesson in Humility. When I was in Marine Corps boot camp, we did pugil stick fighting, training we conducted using long padded wooden sticks to simulate striking someone in the face and body with a rifle. I'd beaten up a couple people in a row and had the confidence of Muhammad Ali. Then I squared up against a guy who was about 5'3". If laughing were allowed, I'd sure I would have let out a loud one. All I could think was, this is going to be an easy win. After the instructor sounded a loud whistle blow, we both approached the center of the fighting pit. Before I could even get one strike in, he hit me with several vertical and horizontal blows to the head and chest and knocked me to the ground. What at first was supposed to be an easy win for me turned out to be a quick upset. I lost before I even had a chance to blink. Maybe if I had a little bit more humility, I would have approached that fight with the same tenacity as the other ones. But I thought I was going to win because I was up against a smaller opponent. I underestimated his ability and overestimated my skill level. I was too prideful and needed to experience some humility to see the importance of not letting my guard down. If you're a Christian, realizing this is especially true for you, too. I can't even count how many times I've seen someone come running for help to be rescued out of a tough situation they can't get themselves out of. They get the help they need, and as soon as things start going well, you can't find them anywhere. If you try to give them advice, they shove it away and no longer need help from any of the people they were begging help from. When things are good, they're winning and end up doing the same thing I did in that fight. They let their guard down. Then they experience a knockdown and have to become humble again. It's easy to achieve success and then forget God is the one who gives you the ability to have what you have. When you forget that, you become a prime candidate for a lesson in humility. I'm glad I lost that fight because it's a continual reminder I need to stay humble. Sometimes the greatest lessons in humility rise from the ashes of defeat. Reflection questions. 1. Are there areas where you need to be more humble? Example, a tough decision you've been putting off, a relationship that needs to be restored. 2. What lessons in humility have you learned in your life? 3. Are you a better man today because of what you've learned?